Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations. Just a few weeks ago, CEF of Illinois held our summer ministry fundraiser featuring Jana Elira, a children's ministry singer and songwriter. It was such a fun, family-centered evening focused on children worshiping and praising the Lord. In the midst of the concert, we had a CEF ministry presentation segment where not only I shared the overall picture of our summer ministry, but also our new camp director, Mark Andrews. He was able to share about our Camp Good News ministry of overnight camp ministry, and then also Jill Hostetler, my assistant state director. She shared about our backyard Phi Day clubs that we conduct all throughout Illinois, reaching children for Jesus Christ. And then to top it all off at the end of the CEF presentation, Jill had the song team come back up, and together with Jill, the children and the youth, they led the congregation in singing some songs that we do in our CEF Bible clubs that were written especially for CEF by Jana Elira. We hope you enjoy. I'm going to ask Mark Andrews, who is our brand new camp director for Camp Good News, to come up right now and tell you all about what's happening at our summer camp. Mark?
So I'm Mark Andrews, but at camp I go by Mr. Moose, okay? So we have little camp nicknames that go along, and so one of the things that happens at camp, there's a lot of stuff that happens, but we're all about having some fun while learning about Christ. And so, the pictures behind me that you see, some of the activities that we get to do on site, there's all sorts of activities. We have a zip line. We've got a pool that's out there. We've got archery. We've got games that we get to play. We do stuff like this on the stage where we sing and we praise God through some action and through some praise. But really, through all this process, our hope and our goal is to learn about God. And so imagine that if you're a child, you could come out to camp and be with a bunch of other kids who are also learning about God and want to desire and have some fun. And so they come out for weeks of camp. We have about 6 weeks of summer camp. We have our training camp that she mentioned. And then starting June 18th, we have weeks of camp where they come all week. That means you sleep at camp, you stay there until from Sunday night till Friday. Does that sound fun? And then while you're there, you get to eat, you hang out with kids your age, and then we have some cool counselors that you get to hang out with the whole time that are going to talk to you and be friends with you during that time. And so there's a lot of fun things that go on this year. We are excited to see what God is doing. That we have Good News Club Camp this year, which is something kind of we've put off for a few years. And so this is where campers from Good News Clubs, they get have a scholarship through a local church that allows them to be able to come out to camp and enjoy camp and the programs that we have out there. So we look forward to having that program with us this summer. And so I'm new, but I am not new to camp. I've been around the area, and so I look forward to be able to bring the energy that camp has to everyone that comes out to camp. So I hope to see some of your faces. We are still in need of some counselors or some other support staff. If you guys know of anyone that is 16 or older to kind of help us this summer, we have a few needs. But this year, we have a special theme. It's called Created for a Purpose, Ephesians 2:10, where we get to learn about how we are created in God's workmanship. We are called to do that, and what we're called to do in that purpose is to do good works. And we're going to look at how we do that in a camp community and do that in the fun things that happen at camp. So if you want to learn more about camp or talk to me and ask me questions or just shoot the breeze, I'll be back there in the foyer afterwards. I'd love to see you. So thank you. But you know what we're doing while at camp? There's all sorts of other stuff going on. And one of them is 5 Days Club. And do you guys know what 5 Days Club is? 5 Day Club? Well, let's hear about that.
What are 5 Day Clubs? A 5 Day Club is a week of fun, interactive 90-minute sessions for kids ages 5 to 12 from any religious background. It's like a vacation Bible school. Kids play games, sing songs, have a snack, learn verses, and hear stories from the Bible. Child Evangelism Fellowship partners with established churches in your community to sponsor and organize five-day clubs. As Bible-centered organizations, we want to share the good news of Jesus Christ and show kids how they can have a relationship with God. Of course, for your children's safety, we carefully screen and train all of our volunteers because we care about kids and want them to be able to have fun in a safe and healthy environment. And they do. Around the world and all across America, kids are discovering God and having loads of fun at 5-Day Club.
I just like it because you get to learn about God. God can save you from your sins, and He loves you no matter what. No matter what, God will always love you. You should come to 5-Day Club. It's really fun and awesome.
5-Day Clubs are just awesome.
Awesome.
I love it. It's awesome.
I think this is awesome.
Awesome. Fun.
So much fun!
So give your kids the opportunity to get out, get moving, and learn about God's love. Bring them to 5-Day Club. We'll see you there.
Well, I'm so excited to have the opportunity to bring the gospel throughout Central Illinois, and that is what 5-Day Club is all about. And we're excited to see the doors that God has opened this summer. You can look inside of your program, and there's more information about what is a 5-Day Club and what the commitment is and how you can sign up. But God has provided us with a team of 9 summer missionaries this summer. We're so excited about that. And even still, God is bringing more. And so they're going to teach 6 weeks, and 35 clubs is the goal that we have for them that they're going to be teaching. So if you're interested in hosting a 5-Day Club or know somebody that would be, it's such an impactful program. It, you know, can be impactful for homes, communities, churches. And so we would love to send out our high school, college age students to the harvest fields this summer and reach children for Christ. Well, I'm going to invite my CEF song team back up. They've been sitting down too long. They're looking a little sleepy. It's been a long day for them. They've been here since like 3. And so they're going to come back up. And I'm going to teach you guys a song called The Wordless Book Song. How many of you have heard of The Wordless Book? Raise your hand. The Wordless Book has been around a long time. You guys stand back up because you're going to learn, you're going to sing this song with me. And this song talks about how my heart was dark with sin until the Savior came in. And The Wordless Book has been around, even this song has been around a long time. And Jana Lyra actually brought this song back to life for us. And so we're going to all learn it together. So we'll go ahead and sing that now. I think you might see the video, so adults, you can join in too. You can see the words and the motions on the screen.
My heart was dark with sin until the Savior came in. His precious blood, I know, has washed me white as snow. And in God's word, I'm told, I'll walk the street of gold to grow in Christ every day. My Bible and pray. Ooh, listen now to the story of God's love. Ooh, this is how to live in Jesus' love. New life God gave to me, life abundant and free. We want this new life to grow. The Bible tells me so. Loving and trusting and praying, witnessing and obeying, growing knowledge and grace until I see His face. Ooh, listen now to the story of God's love. Ooh, this is how to live in Jesus' love. Dark with sin till the Savior came in. His precious blood, I know, washed me white as snow. And in God's word, I'm told, I walk the street of gold to grow in Christ every day. Read my Bible and pray. Ooh,
tonight, we're going to sing you another song. Great job, you guys. We're going to sing one more song before Janet Lyra comes back up. And this also, she wrote and sang for us. It's called Jesus is the Good News. Is Jesus good news? He is. And so this has become our Good News Club theme song. And we sing this throughout, you know, kids just like you go to Good News Club and they sing this song in their schools and their teachers even get to hear it. So we're going to teach it to you guys right now. Gotta invite your friends.
Come on, people, now don't be late. It is time now to celebrate. Nothing in the world is better. Nothing in the world compares. Come on, people, now jump on him. We are giving the praise to him. Nothing in the world is greater than God's love for you.
Point to your friends.
You and you. Jesus is the good, good news.
Now that you got it, sing it loud.
Come on, people, now don't be late. It is time now to celebrate. Nothing in the world is better. Nothing in the world compares. Come on, people, now jump on in. We are giving the praise to him. Nothing in the world is greater than God's love for you.
Let's invite Jana back up on the stage.
Jana O'Lyra did come back up and led us in even more songs that evening. It was such a fun night, but more than fun, Jana's songs focused our hearts on the Lord and God's great love for us in sending us His Son. We're going to leave you with one final song by Jana that sums up the whole message of the concert. It's simply entitled L-O-V-E, Love, that speaks of the Father's love for us and our hope that we have in Christ that is everlasting because it's all because of Him, love.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.